USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Los Angeles police investigating an early morning shooting that left three people dead and four others injured took place outside a party at a short-term rental in Beverly Crest, which borders Beverly Hills. A motive for that shooting not yet known. The release of the Tyre Nichols police video led to protests all across the country.
Hundreds assembled across New York City on Friday night, joining people across the country condemning police brutality. One of the large groups gathered at Times Square, where emotions were high.
Cops don't care where people die. Protect them, sir.
That's a lie.
One protester jumped on a police vehicle and broke the windshield, ABC 7 reported. Another person was arrested for punching a police officer. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy shooting down claims that Republicans will cut entitlements in their negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. In an interview, McCarthy said Republicans won't touch Medicare or Social Security. Earlier this week, he said he wanted to trim government spending unrelated to entitlement programs. House Republicans are demanding spending cuts as a price for lifting the debt ceiling. Former President Trump hitting the campaign trail today. He delivered the keynote address at the annual meeting of New Hampshire Republicans, where he made them a big promise.
I stand before you today and make this solemn pledge. When I'm back in the White House, I will ensure that New Hampshire remains the home of the first-in-nation Republican primary for many, many years to come.
He is also going to South Carolina, where he will hold his first 2024 campaign event. A CVS pharmacy near you may or may not be open when you need it. The Rhode Island-based company said it's adjusting the hours at about two-thirds of its retail pharmacies. The shift will take place beginning in March. CVS said it periodically conducts reviews to ensure pharmacies are open during peak customer demand. And the Powerball jackpot getting bigger. Jackpot for tonight's drawing up to a whopping $572 million. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
37 years ago today, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. All seven astronauts, including Christa McCullough, who was to be the first teacher in space, were killed in that disaster. As the new Kraken variant is spreading, doctors are warning about millions of children not up to date on their vaccinations.
Half of kids, 5 and older, are behind on their COVID shots, according to the CDC, with not even a third of 5-year-olds getting the first two. Dr. Ankush Bansal, who practices in Florida, says outbreaks of diseases are preventable.
25 million doses of the routine immunizations were missed worldwide. And so a lot of these diseases, which were really well controlled, like measles and mumps, are now starting to spread throughout communities.
He says this led to an increase in hospitalizations in kids.
Both the lack of vaccination and then being infected by those who were not properly vaccinated.
The World Health Organization predicts 50% of children won't have the required vaccines by 2030. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A major highway through Wisconsin was shut down Friday by an 85-vehicle pileup. At least 21 people were injured in that chain reaction crash between Beloit and Janesville. It shut down the interstate for several hours in both directions. The Wisconsin State Patrol says snow, ice, and whiteout conditions were factors in the crash. HBO series The Last of Us being renewed for a second season. The series based on the PlayStation video game of the same name. Through two episodes, it's been a massive critical and commercial success. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.